You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's for all on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hanging out of the bad seat, a burger, a bad apple with a bad attitude. We are live in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, direct in traffic, some kind of fashion trigger, up to be, along with the Tutty and Tater King himself, the rights holder to the Sheet of Integrity and the originator, the founder of the IOC podcast, plus the Put It With The Golf guru, Carver High this afternoon, ladies. Mavi running it along with Luke. I am your father. The rundown on a terrible towel Tuesday. A double shot with Morenci this very hour from British Columbia. Plus, in this hour, Mike DeCourcy, the famed scribe of the Sporting News, Fox Sports, and the Big Ten Network. And then in the final hour, our buddy Adam Hill with the Vegas Review Journal. Out in Cincinnati, beautiful Vegas, baby, talking about the Raiders hiring Pete Carroll and those Golden Knights, which have done a pretty good job this year playing hockey, as if anyone noticed. I noticed the other night when I bet on them and they won 4-1. I like that. But we got a lot of NBA from last night. We got a lot of college rack from last night. Mike, I was all over. Two of the bets that I wanted to make big on this show yesterday were North Carolina State in 22 and Arizona to cover the 2.5 at the McHale Center in Tucson. How about that shot by Caleb Love, half-court heave to tie the game and send it to overtime? Once he hit that shot, you knew they were on their way. That was lucky. It was incredible. It was amazing. That place was lit, and I was watching it because I just got done balling and dropping a 21-8-5 stat line in my 40 minutes of Ferrella Burn. Check out, ooh, in a 30-point win. Check out, ooh.
30-point win last night. How about that? Not bad at all. Yeah, happy Tuesday here. It is Tuesday, right? Yes, it is. Happy Tuesday on Coast to Coast. I was not lucky enough to stay up for the Arizona game, but when I woke up this morning and saw that I got a miracle cover with Arizona,
right.
I was extremely thrilled with your boy Caleb Love. What was he? He was like 2-for-13 from downtown before that. Who cares? Made the one that matters, the three-quarter
court. I don't think he's a great player. Like, he was, you know, I think overrated, frankly, at Carolina. Then he went there, and he was bricking all night. Listen, I watched the game, right? I got in at, like, 11. It started at 10:30, so I caught it when it was, like, 16-all. And then moving forward, I watched the rest of the game. It was a great game. I mean, I'm telling you, beating Iowa State is going to be a problem for everyone in the NCAA tournament. They are not afraid to show up anywhere and play anyone, anytime, any day, neutral or otherwise. Your gym, our gym, they don't care. That is a legitimate Final Four team. They mean business. I don't think Arizona is, but they're tough to beat in Tucson.
They are tough to beat there. And I also got very lucky with Duke last night because during the game, they got down, I believe it was 12 or 13 early in that game to NC State. And I was able to catch them live minus 9.5, which I also thought in the second half had no chance of hitting. And then sure enough, they were able to just squeak by and win by 10 for that live number with the 9.5. So nice job.
Well, I think that, you know, it's simple. We talked about it with Coach. You know, they talk about they lose their best player and last year's miracle run that they went on in the tournament. And that's not who they are now. But every time you get one of these conference games, I don't care if it's at Cameron Indoor or wherever, it's always tough to win these games. And to cover a big number in a conference matchup is hard to do unless you're playing a terrible team. Look, they're about 500. You know, now they're two games under 500. They're not as terrible as everyone thinks they are, or the line. The line was 22 and a hook. They're better than that. They're not that bad. They've struggled. There's no doubt. You know, like you look at a team in the Big Ten, like Indiana, right? They're whatever. 14-7, whatever it is, they lose to Maryland by one. You can beat Indiana. I don't think they shoot the ball well. I don't think they hustle. I don't think they rebound. I don't think they're good. You can bet against a team like that, but you can't give a team like North Carolina State 22.5 points. I don't care where the game is.
No, that's a lot of sticks when you get up in that neighborhood. And we got a lot of games tonight that we're going to talk about today. Kentucky, Tennessee. This evening, St. John's and Georgetown, another good game. Oklahoma, Texas A&M, there's a lot of good.
That Johnny's game, Mike, is dinner time. Like, it's literally right, you know, the show ends at 6 East, 6:30. I'll have a belly full of food, and then it tips off right when I'm usually done eating. I usually eat right after I eat. If I see food, I eat it. If it's 6 o'clock, there's food, I eat it, then boom, you go right into the game. Johnny's and Hoya's in the district. That's going to be a great game tonight. And that Kentucky-Tennessee game, are you kidding me? Like, the evening is planned.
It certainly is. We'll do all the NBA from last night as well. There was a lot of stuff to talk about, like old man Clay going off in the first quarter. How about the Rockets winning in Boston?
Amen. The Rockets.
Thompson getting involved. The Knicks smashed the Grizzlies. So there was a lot
about
of stuff.
Two games, Mike, that they put in above a buck 40. Like, even the hated most Pharrell team last night with a buck 5. We couldn't hang with the Knicks at a buck 43.
Yeah. And the Knicks actually, Tibbs even let the bench have some fun last night. Even those guys were going off against the Grizzlies. So we've got a lot of NBA that we need to discuss. There's only a couple of games tonight, but of course we will have you covered, including Dame Time back in Portland tonight. So that's good. He's good for what do you think tonight? 30, 35, 40. Like, he'll force himself all the shots tonight Portland.
Last night, they both had 35. Giannis and Dame Time last night had 35 in that blowout win at the Delta and Salt Lake Shakers. Tonight they play at the Moda in Rip City, and it's obviously Damian's night. And, you know, I'm looking at – he's in the 30s to 40s. He's going to go off tonight. You know why? Because he's been going off, and he has found his niche in that Bucks offense. It's, you know, he and Giannis do their thing every night, and everybody else stands around and has to rebound and set screens for him. It's real simple.
It is real simple. So we'll do all of that with the NBA. I've got a lot of NFL for you today, and I tried to keep as much away from the Super Bowl as I could. Today it's easy because I have all these coaches that were introduced yesterday. And listening to all of them try to sell you on how they're going to turn all these miserable franchises around, like Glenn with the Jets and Schottenheimer with the Cowboys and Pete Carroll with the Raiders, and all these guys are going to turn around all these horrible franchises. So you'll hear from several of them today instead of giving you, all these numbers already. It's starting all the percentages. I mean, they've even got numbers on the color jersey that gets worn in the Super Bowl. Wearing the white jersey, 16-4 the last 20. Like, they got it's unbelievable.
Because they are wearing the white, and Philly's wearing the green, and I think that's what they did the last time as well. So,
yes.
And I don't really care what colors they wear or all those magnificent trends they're going to shove down our throats. I told you, I'm going to be in New Orleans, 5 live shows with Sports Grid on Bourbon Street next week, starting on the third Monday, and we need at least 10 props a day. That's 50 props at least through 5 days from you.
We should probably be able to make that happen. I think we'll be all right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You can catch Sports Rage weeknights at 10 Eastern to midnight along all of our outlets on TV and the radio side, but you get the luxury of seeing Gabe Morenci with us on a double shot every day from Vancouver, British Columbia on C2C. Gabe, good to see you. I want to start with this. We were just talking about all the changes in the NFL with coaching and GM hires of all these terrible teams that have new heads of state that are going to hope to, you know, reverse the trends and the fortunes of these clubs. Of all the hires that you've seen, which ones appeal to you and stand out the most in terms of being opportunistic to turn it around?
As crazy as it sounds, Liam Cohen and Jacksonville. And in fact, number one, it seems to me, Scott, whoever has the stupidest and goofiest, most deer in the headlight press conference usually ends up being a good coach, right? Liam Cohen knocked it out of the park, like the most geeky type of dude ever. And that's what I always tell people, like, you've been around a long time, Scott. You've seen this before. It's sort of like being a Buffalo Bill fan. Like, you see Chicago Bear fans basically booking a Super Bowl parade because they got Ben Johnson. It's like musical chairs, man. You know what I mean? Every year, like, franchises don't change. You get new coaches, this and that, right? I mean, look at Sean McDermott and the Bills. People get frustrated with them. Yeah, how many coaches did they have before they found McDermott that couldn't win there, right? It's not easy to find a good coach. But I look at the Jags, Scott, and the division that they play in, very manageable, number one, right? It's not a standout division. You have the Houston Texans, and the Colts are mediocre. You look at that division. The Titans have issues. It's there for the taking. Any one of these teams could be in first place next year. The Jags were like one of the worst teams in the league a couple of years ago, then flipped the switch and became the best team in the division and actually looked pretty good. I guess we'll find out. If Cohen can't really help Trevor Lawrence right now, listen, Peterson couldn't push the right buttons, but if you look on paper, the Jags have more talent than any of these other teams that got new coaches. Or you could argue the Dallas Cowboys, whatever, have talent, but it's more of the same with the Cowboys. They're just reshuffling the deck of the Titanic, essentially. So right. I'll say the Jags, Scott, they've got a ton of talent, bro. They got great wide receivers. They have a very good defense. Is Trevor Lawrence bad? No. Is he a superstar? No. But I think you can win with him. It seemed like Peterson's message just sort of went like super flat there. So I'm going to stand my guns here, Scott. I know it's not a sexy pick to say the Jacksonville Jaguars and Liam Cohen, but that's what I'm going to say.
What's your reaction, Gabe, to Schottenheimer's hire? They went from Deion Sanders and a lot of attention for 48 hours to Brian Schottenheimer.
Well, another yes man, right? And, you know, I remember something I want to correct myself. I remember I didn't like the Knicks and the T-Wolves trade at the time, Scott. I was like, I don't know. Karl-Anthony Towns a good fit for New York. And I should know, I always say, you can't judge a trade until like 2 years later. You can't judge a draft pick until a couple of years later. You can't judge a coaching hire until we actually see it, right? But, you know, what's the difference here? Is he going to light the room on fire? All right, the offense will be good. The offense is already good. I mean, the Cowboys are going to win double-digit games if they're healthy, and they're going to get bounced. Like, but I don't see Schottenheimer putting him over the top, but it's funny, though. I couldn't help but think. I brought up McDermott, Scott, and I was thinking about Sean McDermott and the Bills and then Brian Schottenheimer, and I can't help but think that Sean McDermott's become Marty Schottenheimer, right? It was the same thing. Remember, Marty Schottenheimer used to be 16-game schedule guys, but 13-3, you know, 12-4 every year. Right. It was like, you know, really, really good, really, really good. And
yeah,
losing the playoffs. People got frustrated. You look back, you're like, yeah, dude, the guy won 12 games every year. Right. And, you know, he got thrown under the bus. So that's why I don't like getting overreacting and firing coaches. But McDermott reminds me of Marty Schottenheimer a lot, to be honest with you. But as far as the Cowboys, you're right. Like, you know, think outside the box a little bit. Let's just be real, bro. I don't know. You watch the show Landman. Jerry Jones was on Landman with Billy Bob Thornton.
Right.
And I think it was like people were like, oh, he's a pretty good actor. He wasn't acting. Right. Like he literally was telling his life story in that scene. When he said, you know, I bought this company, I bought the team so I could work. He goes, it's not really about the Cowboys. It's about working with my kids. And, dude, that's all it is to him, right? It's not about, like, winning the Super Bowl and stuff. And it's just about, you know, owning the Cowboys and working with his kids. And, yeah, he's having fun, but Cowboy fans aren't having much fun right now. I would have hired Deion, Scott, personally. I would have brought some fire into this thing, bro. Those players would have played hard for him. People, oh, he's not an X and O guy. Shut up. Yeah, X and O guy. So Adam Gase is an X and O guy. How'd that work out?
When he won, Gabe. When he won.
Right, damn right. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a winner.
But when they were winning, like when they were winning with Aikman and Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin and Deion, he was into winning. Like he really wanted to win every single Super Bowl. And he fired Jimmy Johnson. I almost fell over. Nowadays, he's so much different than that guy. Obviously, he's a lot older, but now I think he's become you're talking about, right? Like, he's just this guy that has this toy, and he gets to work and stay vibrant with his family and his kids. I agree with that.
It's a great point, though, Scott. Like, Jimmy Johnson at the time was a risky hire. It was a bold hire. It was like, wow, Jimmy's a college coach, and he's kind of crazy.
It worked.
How's this? Yeah, and then what happened? They clashed, and what was his second hire after that? Really wild, Scott. Barry Switzer.
Right.
I knew people that played for Barry Switzer on Oklahoma. I said, what's Coach Switzer like? He goes, he parties harder than any player on the team does. Point blank. Like, they loved
him.
Crazy. Yeah, they're crazy. He goes to Dallas. They're all doing blow. They're partying. They're walking around with loaded guns and stuff. And Switzer's right along there for the ride. They win a Super Bowl with him. Right? And then along the way, I remember that Switzer got credit for that. They were like, yeah, it's Jimmy's team. It's like, he still won. He won. You know what I mean? It's not that easy. He took over. And they just kept going. He won. But he was bat crap crazy. Like Barry Switzer's the coach. He got arrested at the airport for having a loaded gun, not a player. It's like, God damn, I forgot to take that out of my suitcase. But now just to the total, you know, McCarthy's not a yes man, but McCarthy was looking for a job. Like he wanted back in the league. You know, Schottenheimer to me is yes, sir. No, sir. You know what I mean? He's not going to rock the boat.
Do you think he gets the Saints job or not, McCarthy? Yes or no on the Saints?
Yeah, I'll say yes. Cause no one else wants it. Who wants that Saints job?
You may be right. We'll come back with more insights.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So we're talking to Morenci. I want to ask you about the Pete Carroll hire in Las Vegas. Frankly, they were a mess. And now they, after all the things that they've been through with, you know, the coaching mistakes, you know, you hire a guy for 10 years and he writes all these pornographic emails and racist emails. And they, you know, I saw Mark Davis talking about it. He said, you know, it's just unbelievable what happened there. It you know, he blew up. And then they make these other hires like Antonio Pierce. Nothing has worked when you think about it. Gruden's mess, that, Pierce. Now they turn to the old man. And that's just bottom line what he is. He's an old man. He's 74 when the season kicks off. Do you think he'll turn it around? Or will they still be the same crappy Raiders? I think over the last 10 years, they've lost more games than anybody in the NFL.
I think that Pete Carroll will get the Raiders into the playoffs in the next 3 years. Now, you know, that's kind of a, you know, 3 years a long time, and all right, to make the playoffs. But you're right. Listen, it was a disaster. It was one sort of mistake after another, and you're not going to erase all these mistakes in one hire or with one magic wand. This is, let's stop the bleeding. Let's get some credibility. Sort of what we just talked about with Deion, where, you know, there would have been enthusiasm around the team, like with former players, like the Irvins and you know, the Des Bryants of the world, and Micah Parsons on the team. Like, just sort of would have been a shot in the arm for everybody and a bolt of energy. Pete Carroll's a bolt of energy. He might be 73 year in that right now, but the guy, he's ageless. Like, he's not like a typical 73-year-old. You already see just sort of the positivity around the program right now with him. And I think, Scott, it's more so now with Pete Carroll in the room. They got the new smart GM in here. You have Tom Brady in the room. You're not going to, like I said, you're not going to win the Super Bowl overnight. But you know what you can do? It's almost like a better, Scott. We can stop losing so much. You know what I mean? Stop losing so much. Like, you know, we're losing money every day as a gambler. Let's get it to where we break even. You're not going to become Billy Waters overnight here. Let's get it to where, all right, we're breaking even, and now let's take it from here. So I think that with Pete Carroll, it's not so much can he turn it around. We're turning around a battleship in a bathtub here.
Right.
It's going to be some navigating. I think it's Pete Carroll, get him on the right path, Scott. Start building it in the right direction, and then somebody else comes in after, right? But I don't dislike it as much as you or some people. People in Vegas don't mind. I know you got Adam Hill coming on here. They needed credibility, bro, and they at least have some right now. And I don't know how you're a Steeler fan. I think Russell Wilson's going to end up with the Las Vegas Raiders. So I think Wilson's going to hook up with Pete Carroll, and we'll see. I guess Justin Fields is going to be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, because Rooney was saying over the weekend and yesterday that he likes the two quarterbacks, that they want to settle this between the two quarterbacks and keep one of them. I think Wilson's going to hook up with Pete Carroll in Vegas, and I think Justin Fields will be in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for. I saw that guy. Listen, I went to all the games. When he dropped back in the pocket, he got sacked every time. He's slower than a mule. And I won't deny he can throw some decent passes in a football game still. He can still throw a few. But at the end of the day,
you got to protect him.
Fair enough. But he got real bad at the end.
Oh, I would prefer Justin Fields over Russell Wilson. Like, there's more upside with Fields. He can run. He can make plays. You know what I mean? There's more upside.
So let me ask you about three really good hockey games tonight while we're on betting. Winnipeg and Montreal at the Bell Center, I think, is actually a good game. I think the Canadiens have, you know, they've been a lot better than anybody thinks they are. They're four games over 500. There's a game with Carolina and the Rangers at the Garden tonight, that's delicious. And that Dallas-Vegas game on the Strip.
Really good games, as you stated, Scott. I got a couple of college basketball picks on the way out, too. But Dallas and Vegas, hard to get in front of Vegas when they're playing on their home ice. They're a dominant home team. You get in Vegas, it's such a short price, I hear. That total's a little high at 6, too. I could see this being maybe a push or lower. So I'm going to be looking at under 6 and the Las Vegas Golden Knights. The Canadiens have really been a fun team to watch. They're one of the funner teams to watch in the National Hockey League. Like you said, they've exceeded expectations, but they've also hit a little bit of a wall over the last couple of games. Now it's almost like, wow, we're actually fighting for a playoff spot. It's not like, well, let's, you know what I mean? You know, a lot of bad teams will sort of just have their head down. It's like playing golf. Don't look at the leaderboard. It doesn't affect us. Now they're looking up, and they're like, wow, we actually are in this. I kind of think the Jets win tonight at -170, Scott. And college basketball, give me the Kentucky Wildcats plus the points tonight. Too many points in Tennessee.
All right, great stuff, Gabe. Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mike DeCourcy is the famed writer from the Sporting News, but he's an even bigger basketball fan. He loves college hoops. You can catch him on Fox Sports, doing College Rack, and the Big Ten Network, where he's on the take for my Indiana Hoosiers. And we luckily have him every Tuesday on Pharrell Coast to Coast, which is awesome because he's just an incredible guy, Pittsburgh guy. I love him, and I enjoy having him on the show all these weeks, all these years. I can't count the years I've lost track, Mike. Then again, I am getting old. But I did have 21, 8, and 5 last night, Mike. And I'm going to say it to everyone. Shut up, Mafi. I'll say it 5 more times. I had 21, 8, and 5 in 40 minutes of burn last night in the 30-point win. I'm 60 years old, and I had 21 points, 10 of 13 from the floor. Screw you, Mafia. Get the tequila out and my pills. All right. Mike, sorry. These things happen on this show. There's the interruptions, the red phone ringing, people yelling at me, getting in trouble. I want to start with this. In the college basketball scene, I watched that Iowa State game last night, right? And I just thought it was phenomenal. I got back late from my game, and I watched it, and it was just insane. The end of that game, the love shot from half court, even though he was, you know, throwing up bricks all night. He'd been throwing up bricks since North Carolina. I don't think they're a Final Four team at all, but I do think that Iowa State is. And I thought they performed well in a hostile environment at the McHale in Tucson. How great was that game?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was just a phenomenal game coming down the stretch. The great plays being made by Iowa State's guards on a day when Curtis Jones was having a really off shooting night. They got a lot more from the other backcourt players and were able to get a lead. They missed one free throw. One free throw, and it completely changes the complexion. With just 2.5 or so seconds left, you make both free throws, the game is literally over. Instead, you leave the door open just a little bit, and Caleb Love, half court, come on. If you shot that shot, Scott, you would have said it was 90 feet. So let's be honest about it. That was a 50-foot shot plus. It was probably closer to 60, and he nailed it. So we'll give him a lot of credit for that. It was a game changer, and then he was, although as you, I totally agree with your assessment of his play generally, he was outstanding in the overtime. He made big shots. That one, right. that heave seemed to give him some confidence. And the only surprise was that the shots he made in overtime didn't come from 45. They came from the usual 22.
Right. I lost a game, a title game, a championship game on a half court heave by a fat guy. And he threw it from his hip over his shoulder like this. And it went in, and I watched this team celebrate and jump on each other and make a pile down under the basket. And Mafia and I were standing there holding our onions. It was the worst way to lose ever. And it wasn't a shot for overtime. It was a shot to win. And he made it. And I lost that way once. I have nightmares about it. Two really good games tonight, Mike. Kentucky at Tennessee. And believe it or not, I think it's Oregon State and Gonzaga in Spokane.
Yeah. I think that's a big game for the Zags because they lost down in Corvallis. They need to get that one back. They need to get they need to get that game because they have to keep pace with St. Mary's. This isn't the same West Coast Conference that Gonzaga dominated all those years, and neither is it the same Gonzaga. They really need to dominate to keep pace with St. Mary's at the very least, if not supersede them when they eventually meet. They really need that. And so I think that's a huge game. And Kentucky goes into Tennessee in the worst possible condition. Andrew Carr, I believe he's a game time decision. He's their stretch four, a really good player. And then Lamont Butler, I believe, has been declared out of the game. I don't know how they play without him. I think Otega Owe probably takes over most of the point guard duties. But Lamont has been the one guy on that team that has been basically a 30-plus minute player. They're built on depth. And they originally had a second point guard behind Lamont, Kirk Creasa, but he's been absent for a while with injury. So now Lamont's down. I don't like Kentucky's situation for this game at all going into Knoxville, where the Vols play some of the most intense defense of any college basketball team. Physical, they stick with you. They make it hard to do what you want to do. They make it no fun to play. And I don't like Kentucky in this situation. I know Gabe said there was a lot of points, and it is a lot of points to give a team that can score like this, but it's not the usual Kentucky contingent. I'd either stay away from it, or I would say I would go with the Vols.
The Vols were on full display with that defense at the Neville on Saturday. That was a great game, a two-point game that Auburn got lucky. They got it done. I still think Auburn is a tough team to deal with in the NCAAs, and I'm sticking with Duke and Cooper Flagg that they'll make the title game until I see otherwise. I wanted to ask you two other things. One about Golden at Florida. And then I want to ask about the Chiefs dynasty and get your opinion of it before we head to New Orleans. Sports Grid will be there all next week, starting on Monday the 3rd from New Orleans and Bourbon Street at the Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl festivities for 59. But start with this guy at Gainesville. Basically, like, according to the school, they're done with the investigation. Mike, is he in the clear with this Title IX and all these allegations?
I apparently he's done with the Title IX investigation by the school. They said there was insufficient evidence to have a finding against him. The original media articles indicated multiple complainants or witnesses, so I'm not sure how they arrived at that conclusion, but those are very private affairs, and so it's hard to know what was involved until it ends. And usually if it ends in a finding like this, you're not going to find out much. The only thing that would go beyond that would be is if some of the people who had a complaint in the first place were to take it to a court of law. I don't know whether that would happen or not. I would suspect it's unlikely, but it seems to be that this is a closed issue.
I mean, and they're a hell of a basketball team. They're another Elite Eight type team, in my opinion. Now let's get your thoughts on this Chiefs dynasty that's still running, fully operational, as they go to their fifth Super Bowl in 6 years, and they'll play the Eagles again like a couple of years ago.
It's amazing what they've accomplished, Scott. And I wrote an article about 10 days ago before the playoffs started, about how the Chiefs were in some way chasing what the Steelers accomplished in the 70s, four Super Bowls in 6 years. No one's done that other than the Steelers of 74, 75, 78, 79, and now the Chiefs have a chance to match that. But they also have a chance to do what no team has done, which is win three Super Bowls. We've had the Green Bay Packers in 65, 66, and 67 won the NFL championship, which
count.
In 65, there was no Super Bowl. In 66 and 67, they were able to win the first two. So it's a little different than what the Chiefs are doing now. But what's amazing about what the Chiefs are accomplishing, Scott, is that there's free agency now. There is the salary cap. You can't keep a team together. Like, can you imagine what the Steelers of the 70s would have had to pay their whole team? I mean, in today's dollars, they'd have been like a billion-dollar annual salary try to keep those guys together. They wouldn't have been able to do it. So the Chiefs haven't been able to do it, but they've been able to continue to win. And a lot of that is Patrick Mahomes, but I don't think it's all that. I mean, Patrick Mahomes was excellent on Sunday, but he wasn't the elite, unstoppable Patrick Mahomes. What happened was every time the Chiefs needed to make a big stop, Spagnuolo and that defense, and especially the defensive line, came through. And that's what's really amazing about this group, is that even as all the personnel changes, I think there are six guys who could win their fourth Super Bowl ring as a Chief. There are six guys. And that only began in 2019. So they've turned over almost their entire roster since then.
Are you going to New Orleans, Mike, or are you going to tell me you're too soft?
I'm too soft. Yeah, definitely. If you want to pay for my trip and maybe let me bunk with you, we can talk about it.
Mafia, get out the checkbook and let's see if we have any money left in the till.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't forget, Sports Grid will be setting the bar, the standard, at the Super Bowl next week in New Orleans. We'll be broadcasting live a bunch of shows from New Orleans at the Convention Center at Media Row for 59 Eagles Chiefs. I'll be there live all week. Pharrell, coast to coast. It'll air normal 3 to 6 Eastern. We'll be in the Central Time Zone, but the show will air per usual. Looking forward to going down to Bourbon Street for the festivities with Sports Grid. All right, Carver, hi. We go to the NBA now after a little DeCourcy dip.
We do go to the NBA now after all of that. Why don't we start going through last night's games with this Rockets-Celtic game in Boston. You know, the Rockets have really they've been outstanding lately. Yeah. They beat the Cavs a couple times, beaten on some of the best teams in basketball. Well, last night they did it again. A rally in Boston, 114 to 112 was the final. Here we go, tied late in the final seconds. A little amen, amen Thompson on Space City Home Network.
4.3 to go. Thompson on Brown, into the lane, got the shot up. 0.7 to go. Thompson gets the Rockets the lead.
Are you kidding me?
Richard! Oh, the Rockets win the game.
Give the ball right back. You love that from Ime Udoka.
Listen, this is very interesting. Because I think that, you know, I learned a lot about where the league's headed right now with this game last night. You know, you talk about watching Oak City play the Cavs and that great back and forth in the land and in Oak City, right? And then what the Cavs have been able to do, what the Thunder have been able to do, what the Rockets have done with Udoka and this young, talented team that's loaded with Şengün and Amen Thompson and Van Vliet. They got all these guys that can fill it up. And then Jalen Green. It doesn't stop there. And they're beating the Boston Celtics at the Garden. And I was on Boston. You think that I said yesterday, they'll get up for this game. This is a good team they're playing. They get up for good teams. They don't get up for anyone else. But what I'm seeing, Mike, is what went down last night is the Rockets won the game. The Rockets got the last possession. The Rockets got the shot off. The Rockets knocked it down. The Rockets walked out with the dub. And I think that what I'm seeing is a vulnerability in Boston with the Celtics and all this talk of how great they are and how they're going to, you know, just dance right to the finals and repeat as champions. I think these teams in the West, and I mean it, like, and I'm going to put Memphis in that mix as well. I know they got their ass clocked by the Knicks. Now, look, the Knicks starting five can play with anybody. They can play with Boston. I don't know if they could beat them in a seven-game series, but they can definitely play with them, right? The Cavs can definitely play with them. I don't know if they could beat them in a seven-game series. The difference being is that those teams in the West, Mike, they can beat them, and they are beating them, and they just did it last night. There is a shift going on right now in the power mechanism of the NBA. And it's the Western teams have now caught the Boston Celtics and the East, and they mean business. And we've seen it before with Golden State winning all those titles. Like, let's just face facts. I know the Celtics won last year, but I think the balance of power shifted to the West again in the NBA.
I'm with you. I think there's a couple of teams that, if they played the Celtics in a seven-game series right now, I'm going West. There's just a bunch of teams that's absolutely where I would lay my hat. Thompson had a career-high 33, like we mentioned. Dylan Brooks tied a franchise record. He hit 10 threes in the game. So how about Dylan Brooks being a big contributor for that Rocket
threes,
team?
10 threes, Jesus.
10 threes is no joke. I mean,
I played with a guy last night that hit nine, and my daughter hit nine on Saturday. I've never hit that many threes in a game in my life, but that's impressive. 10 threes in an NBA game, I don't care who does it, it's impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive. There's no question about that. All right, next, how about the Mavericks last night? They beat up the Wizards 130 to 108. But the story here, of course, Klay Thompson. You want to talk about turning back the clock. 7 threes in the first quarter for Klay. Mavs TV.
4-3 again. Yeah, baby.
Don't wake him up. Don't wake him up.
With gas.
PJ, who's already had two sensational rack attacks, going to drop the shoulder and drive. Dribble handoff. Thompson.
Look, I mean, two things here, Mike. One is that he's never lost, nor will he ever lose his ability to shoot. I play with guys that are, some of them are 65 years old that played college, played NBA, and they don't lose their shot. They lose their wheels. And I think that he's lost his ability to, I think, defend and run like he used to with the Achilles and everything that he's had, the knee, everything else. But I think that he will never lose that shot. Second thing, because he's just a pure shooter, okay? He's a pure two to me that shoots off of a screen, catch and shoot. Same as my daughter, catch and shoot. She does nothing else, but she can catch and shoot like a man. Same thing here is that I said yesterday, I'm going to say it again. I do not believe that they obtained this guy and brought him down there to get rid of him, to trade him, or to use him as trade bait. I do not believe that. I believe that Klay Thompson went to Dallas to play ball and to shoot threes for the rest of his career. And he doesn't play there for a few years. I don't know about long term, but for the next couple of years, like, you know, I think he's playing in Dallas and firing it up and having nights like he had last night. He's just a pure three waiting to happen. Some guys, like I was 10 of 13 last night, all twos, all inside, all mid-range and inside, inside the elbows. Some guys just shoot deep. Like this kid that hit 9 last night in this game I played with, I asked him, I saw him today. I said, how many did you hit? He goes, like, well, I knew you hit 9.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We got more on Klay Thompson. Like, we can hear from him, and he might be getting involved in something.
Yeah, like, this is really just a tag to, obviously, the night he had last night. Or he could be talking about, like, you feel this sometimes, too, when you get hot, like last night, and the buckets start dropping. You know, you just never know. It's just it's a mindset. It's a feeling. Here's Klay.
I mean, it feels great at any level, really. It feels great at 24-hour fitness. It feels good. D3 basketball.
It does. Over
playing the EuroLeague, wherever. It's that flow state that any great athlete or artist, entertainer tries to get into. And there's a reason it's rare, because it's so hard to do all the time. But when you do get into that mode, you try and remember what you did and replicate that as much as possible. And the one thing I learned is you can't force those great nights. They just, you have to let them happen.
So I was like in this game last night, right? And I didn't care. I just knew we were winning, and I knew I had a lot of baskets, and I knew I only missed a couple. And then when I was at 19, the ref who I've won titles with, and I've done charity games with Ballin' for Peace in New York City, my man H2O yelled out, "Give Raoul a pill. He needs one for 21. And the guy threw me an alley-oop, and I went up and caught it and finger rolled it, Gervin, and it went in with a flick of my finger. And everybody was cheering. And I think it was because I'm so old and fat and washed that having a game like that, it's so true what he said. Like, I was in like a zone last night. I was just hitting everything. I got an and one. I hit the free throw. The last time I was at the free throw line in a game, I missed both free throws, like doink. And the other one, I shanked it off the side of the rim. So when I went up there last night on the and one and I snapped the net, everyone was laughing. They're like, you finally made a free throw. But when you're hot, you're hot. Watching him snap those shots last night, once you get it going, Bubba, it is on.
Indeed it is. Klay is open to competing in the three-point contest.
Why not?
At All-Star Weekend. You know, that's just, if it was anywhere else, I'd say who cares? No. But being that it's at the Chase, it's at Golden State, like I think that's a reason for him to go and do that. He could drive his boat over there, right? Even in the winter, just getting the
right,
boat,
his little boat
that he used to take to go over there. Lakers beat the Hornets 112-107. Wasn't that 5.5 yesterday when we did that?
It was wasn't the Laker and a hook, game? And then it closed at 5. They pushed, but honestly, sick. AD had an enormous game. He had like 40 some points and 26 rebounds. It was insane.
42 and 23. For whatever. AD last night in Charlotte. Spectrum Sportsnet doing some of his handiwork.
5.5 to play. Christie short. Rebound Davis.
Well, there's his 38th point to go along with 19 rebounds.
Wow.
Jeez, and I thought I had a good
throwing it down. AD throwing it down for the Lakers as they get themselves the win in Charlotte. LaMelo Ball did leave the game with an ankle injury.
Now, that's a huge hurt, man. That's an enormous injury, Mike, because of this. Now, look, you look at the teams like the Nets that are trying to get their hands on more ping pong balls for Cooper Flagg. And what's going to happen here is that LaMelo Ball's now going to miss time with this ankle because it was bad, and he's going to be out, and they're going to lose again. They were winning with him in, and now that he's gone, they're going to lose. And when they lose, they just add to their chances of getting more ping pong balls than anyone else and getting their hands on this guy. Can you imagine if Cooper Flagg ends up playing with LaMelo Ball? Now, look, you can say whatever you want about LaMelo Ball getting injured. Everyone gets injured playing basketball, all right? Everybody. But that guy can flat out deal when he plays. When he plays, he is just automatic show. I mean, he puts on a show every night he plays. He does it all. Threes, dimes, steals, you know, you name it, he does it. And I think he's phenomenal. You put a great talent with him like that, like, that's what they really need. Like, you know what's funny? These teams like Boston and LA, they got LeBron and they got Tatum and they got all these, you know, can a crappy team for once get a star player and like turn it into something special because there's other talent there that could make it come to fruition like LaMelo Ball? I'm rooting for the Charlotte Hornets, honestly, to get a guy like that, to put him with a guy like that and a guy like Bridges. I think they're onto something. Like, they would win. Trust me, they're going to win if they get their hands on him.
Yes, they will. We'll come back, and I'll finish last night. And I've got some spew news for you about a big star in the NBA who might be available by next week's trade deadline.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.